Okay, hi everyone. I guess I wanted to say a couple of things. Number one is vote, of course. The second is volunteer. And the third is be vigilant. I know that people are being recruited to be poll watchers to cause insecurity and to question people. And you should know your rights. You should know that you are able to vote, and you should not let people easily intimidate you if that were to happen at your polling place. Also vote by mail, of course, that is the safest way. I also got my ballot today. So yeah, all right, let's get to the poetry. I'm gonna read an old poem, but that felt very apropos. I wrote this poem, gosh, probably like 6 years ago. But I was born in Mexico, then I came to the U.S. when I was 3 months old, and I became a U.S. citizen when I was 12 years old. And this is a poem about that. It's called Daughter of the American Revolution. I almost failed my citizenship test. There were 10 questions. I missed the first two. To be fair, I was 12, and I explicitly told the old lady administrator I fared poorly on dates. My first lesson as an American: exposing weakness merely opens you up to attack. My friend Matilda will slough the skin of slavery over coffee. 400 years, intoned reverend. The goal, she will explain, is to miscegenate things just. The future looks like you. This is when she will point at me, melting pot of wrongs made right. What day was the Constitution signed? A trick question designed to confuse. Most people answer 4th of July. I know this because I will for years poll my U.S. American friends. All of them miss the question. I have committed the date to memory, perfect in my acquired patriotism. Matilda laughs when I tell her I'm more American than she. Not possible, she'll say, and I know she's capitalized the letters. I am a daughter of Africa, Europe, and America. I tell her I am the same. A different Africa, a different Europe, a different America. Plus, she'll say, I was born here. I'm not sure that counts as much as she thinks. The second question I miss: what day did the Civil War end? I mishear it and answer slavery. The old lady will repeat the question, charitable in her administration. Appomattox, I will respond. She'll repeat day like I'm deaf until I circle my head slowly in disbelief. That sounds like Spanish. I will grow tired of Matilda. Her contest about which shade of brown had it worse will wear me thin. I will try to explain the plight of Latin America, raped by conquistadores, double raped by America's Monroe Acquisitions Act. I will tell her there's nothing more American than naming yourself after an entire continent, as if there were no one else, United States of. I will ask her if she knows the date of Appomattox. My smugness does not fit inside her silence. When I swore to be a U.S. American, I was given a flag pin and a letter of welcome from the Daughters of the American Revolution. I looked at this old woman, so different from the one before, hugging me in congratulations as if she'd given me the keys to heaven. September 17th, 1787, I said to her. She smiled, confused. April 9th, 1865. She nodded and mouthed, "Of course, dearie." As if her father's revolution was a secret I kept, she simply delivered flags and soft hugs, a legacy of stick-waving and heart-palming. And to Matilda, I will say, I took a test to be here. I filled out forms, waited in lines, endured examination. I wanted it. Don't you see, Matilda? I wanted it, unlike you. As if that counts for anything at all. And then the second poem that I'm reading tonight is called To My Countrymen Who Do Not Want Me. Imagine the immigrant on a boat. The year is 1535 or 2018 or something in between. I've always wondered what would make me leave my country. I've always wondered what country would make me leave. I've always wondered what country I can even really call my own. But imagine that immigrant in a boat, and if you can't, then imagine me, for I have been on a boat and thus fulfill both conditions of the aforementioned scenario. Imagine me on a boat, And the year is 1535 or 1983 or something in between. And I'm leaving my country for a new one. But ah, you'll say, where does this immigrant in a boat belong? In a country that does not want her, or in the country that does not want her? And it's funny. Funny that the grandchildren of immigrants hate boats, when those boats transported the seeds of family into land unprepared for invasive species and nations undefended without notion or document. How those grandchildren hate boats and those that come in them. How 1535 or 2020 or somewhat in between. And here I am with my boat face and my boat intentions, reminding you that you are also descended of boats, except that I have enough char between the links to make you look a shade too responsible for a lot more than simply guiding a ship through the night. I'll always wonder, how does one prey on the backs of others? On their knees, I suppose, like an immigrant on a boat, leaving everything behind. Like there's enough room so we can all breathe. Like there's a chance that the boat will dock. And one day too, I can look upon my grandchildren, grateful that they've never had to sail. Thank you.